Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Pei. We left off on the very last line of Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. Today's shiur is also sponsored by Shragi Brill, Lechava, the yard site of his father, Tzvi Herish Ben Rav Shraga Leib, which yard site he is observing today, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. And the shiur is also sponsored on behalf of dailygiving.org. Join Rabbi Leibowitz and me and 6,000 other people in over 30 countries in joining together and being able to easily perform the mitzvah of tzedakah every single day. The achdus of this incredible organization is absolutely amazing. You can learn more details at dailygiving.org. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. Today's daf is going to focus more on shiurim. Yesterday, if you recall, we analyzed the shiur of a Choseves Hagasa, which is the shiur of Achila, the Eser Achila on Yom Kippur, and we tried to figure out where the shiur of a Choseves fit in on the scale of a Kazayas and a Kabesa, which are the usual shiurim with which we are more familiar. We ultimately settled that in order of smallest to largest, they go Kazayas, Koseves, and then Kabesa. We're going to talk more about shiurim, and then we're going to talk about the shiur shtia. So yesterday we spoke about the shiur achila. Today we're going to talk about the shiur shtia, which is Mali Lugmav, and then on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about, okay, so now I know what the shiur is. I know how much I have to eat or how much I have to drink in order to be chayav on Yom Kippur, in order to incur Nisr Karis on Yom Kippur. The question is, over what period of time do I have to eat or drink? So we're going to talk about the concept of Kedei Achilas Pras, its application both for Yom Kippur as well as for other inyane and mitzvos of Achila that we have throughout the Torah. So let us pick up from the last line on Ayin Tes Amud Beis, third to last word on the line, Tanya. So says the Gemara Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Kol HaShiurim Kulam BeKazayis, all shiurim, in other words, every time the Torah tells me that there is an isser of achila, or there is a mitzvah to eat something, the shiur is always with a kazayis. The shiur achila is always a kazayis. This concept already we've been bringing down the past couple of days. Chutz mitamas ochlen sheshina kasav mashmam v'shina chachamim b'shiuran. Except for tumas ochlen, where the pasuk uses a strange terminology, the pasuk deviates from its usual terminology when describing the inyan of tumas ochlen, and therefore, since the pasuk deviates from its terminology, the shiur for tumas ochlen is also different. What is the shiur for tumas ochlen? So the Gemara doesn't tell us. It's going to come up later in the daf, but the shiur of tumas ochlen is kebetza. So it's not a kazayis like ordinary shiure achila. Rather, it's a kebetza. Now, what do we mean when we say tumas ochlen? So the Tosfos Yeshanim says that there is a fundamental machlokas Rashi and Rashbam throughout Shas. When we talk about tumas ochlen, are we talking about the shiur that the food must have in order to become tameh? Or are we talking about the shiur that the food must have in order to make other things tameh? So Rashi throughout Shas always explains that tumas ochlen means the capacity of the food to be metameh other things. So over here, when we're talking about the shiur, Rashi will also learn that we are referring to the capacity of the ochlen to be metameh other things. However, the Rashbam and the Ri, whenever throughout Shas we talk about tumas ochlen, always say that the Gemara means the shiur necessary to become tameh itself. Over here also, the Gemara, when we talk about tumas ochlen, we mean the shiur necessary in order to permit the food to become tameh itself. And the Tosfos Yeshanim points to Masechet Shabbos and Masechet Pesachim, where this machlokas Rashi and the Rashbam and the Ri is primarily found. But he just points out that whatever your shita is, if whatever your Rishon's shita is throughout Shas, applies here as well. So when we talk about tumas ochlen, are we talking about the shiur that the food must have in order to become tamei itself, or the shiur that it must have in order to be metamei other things? It depends on that same machlokas Rashi, Rashbam, and Ri. So, but the point, the reason that we bring this down over here is because we have been talking about the shiur of Choseves Hagasa on Yom Kippur. The baseline shiur achila is always a kazayis. We saw on Yom Kippur, we learn a Choseves Hagasa because on Yom Kippur, the pasuk doesn't say lo sochal, it says there's a mitzvah of inoy, there's a chiyuv to be ma'aneh, kol nefesh asher lo su'uneh, and the chachamim were mishar that yisuvei das hits at the shiur of a Choseves. So by Tumas Ochlin, where the pasuk also deviates from the ordinary method of prescribing an Isser Achila or an Inyan of Achila, the shear is also going to be different. Instead of being a kibetza, it's going to be a kibetza. So says the Gemara, V'raya l'davar Yom HaKippurim, and a Raya L'davar is Yom Kippur. So when we say Raya L'davar, what we mean is Raya L'davar, meaning that just like by Yom Kippur, the pasuk says ki chol nefesh asher lo su'uneh. So because the pasuk uses a novel lashon, we know that the shir achila is not a kazayas, but rather is a choseves. So too by Tomas Ochlin, where the pasuk deviates, it says kol ochel asher ye ochel. So in other words, there's a double lashon. So because the pasuk deviates from its usual method of prescribing an iser or a shir of achila, we know to deviate from the regular shir, the shir is therefore not a kazayas, rather it's going to be a kabeitza. So says the Gemara, so maishina kosa b'mashmo, so by Yom Kippur, how does the pasuk, where was the pasuk mishana b'mashmo, where do we see the pasuk using a different lashon? So it says, milo su'une. So because by Yom Kippur, as we've been saying, the pasuk doesn't couch it, the pasuk doesn't refer to it as an isra of achila, the pasuk refers to it as a chiyav of inui, umashina kosa b'shiro k'choseves, and by Yom Kippur, as we've been saying, we know that the shiro is a choseves agasa, it's not a kazayas. Umar raya l'davar Yom HaKippurim. In other words, how do we know that the raya l'davar is Yom Kippur? Maybe, how do we know that that Yom Kippur is the baseline, and then when we're trying to figure out what the shear of Tumas Ochlin is, we know to bring a raya from Yom Kippur. Maybe Tumas Ochlin is the baseline, because maybe Tumas Ochlin is the source that teaches us that whenever the Torah deviates from the usual lashon of prescribing an Isser of Achila, we know the shear is different, and maybe we learn Yom Kippur from Tumas Ochlin. So says the Gemara, maybe it's flipped. How do I know I'm learning Tumas Ochlin from Yom Kippur? Maybe I'm learning Yom Kippur from Tumas Ochlin. Says the Gemara, Dime Hasam, Havamina d'urcha d'kra. But no, because if the source was Tumas Ochlin, I would have thought that that's simply the way the pasuk speaks, right? Because we had mentioned that how does the pasuk deviate by Tumas Ochlin? So instead of just saying one lashon of achila, it says a ochel asher ye achel, and we're medayek from that interesting way of referring to achila from the fact that there's a double lashon. We learn that the shear must be different. But that's a very subtle differentiation. That's a very subtle distinction. Instead of saying achila once, we're using a double lashon. I might think that that's stam the way the pasuk speaks. Therefore, the baseline, the source for the concept that whenever the Torah uses a different lashon of achila, there's going to be a different shear is going to be Yom Kippur. And now, once we're conditioned to have that in mind, now when we're reviewing the psukim of Tumas Ochlin and we see the pasuk says ochel asher ye achel, it's a little bit of a different lashon. Now it should trigger in our memory. Oh, so it must be that since the pasuk differentiates with the lashon, there's also going to be a different type of shear. So we already brought this down a couple of days ago, but just, I mean, to pay attention to what the Gemara is doing here, the Gemara is implying that the Rabbanan set the shiurim based on the language that the Torah used regarding a certain iser. So therefore, it's mashma that the Rabbanan had some sort of role in setting the shiurim, which is akasha, because the Gemara tells us elsewhere that shiurim are all a halacha l'moshe v'sinai. So how could it be that the shiurim are halacha l'moshe v'sinai if from here it's mashma that the Rabbanan had a role in setting the shiurim? So the Maritz Chayis explains that the shiurim are halacha l'moshe v'sinai. In other words, we have halacha l'moshe v'sinai that there are three shiurim. There's a shir achila of a kazayis, there's a shir achila of a kabeitza, there's a shir achila of a koseves. There are other shiurim as well. We're going to see in the Gemara there are other shiurim for other halachas. Which of these shiurim apply to which situation? That's what the Chachamim tell us. And how do the Chachamim tell us? They tell us by being medayek in the various language that the Torah uses when describing the various isurim. Okay, so now we're about 7-8 lines down in the Gemara, so now we're going to focus on Tumas Ochlin. So Tumas Ochlin b'chebeitza minalan. How do we know that Tumas Ochlin is b'chebeitza? So Amar Rav Avo, Amar Rav Elazar, de'amer kra, because the pasuk says, Michala ochel asher yeyachel. Ochel haba machmas ochel. So we had already said that the differentiation, the distinction, the deviation in the lashon used by the Torah in Tumas Ochlin is the double lashon. Ochel asher yeachel. Now, what else do we derive from ochel asher yeachel? Ochel asher yeachel. Ochel that comes from ochel. In other words, the shear that's applicable is the size of a food that comes from other food. Now, an olive is a food, but does it come from other food? No, it grows on a tree. A tree is not food. A choseves is a date that grows on a tree. It's not food. A beitza is a beitza. It's a food that comes from a food because it comes from a tarnagol, which is also a food. So michol ochel l'asher yachel ochel abba machmas ochel ve'izeh beitzas tarnagolas. And what is that? That's a beitza of a tarnagol. Okay, so ve'ima gedi. Well, how do you know? Maybe it's a goat. Maybe it's something else. So mechusar shchita, because a goat also comes from a goat, obviously. Any animal is born from a mother animal. So no, it can't mean there's something the size of a goat, because a goat fundamentally is not ready to be eaten because it lacks shchita. So we're looking for a food that's ready to be eaten as is, out of the box, without any sort of elaborate preparation. Vema ben pakua. Well, not all animals require shchita. The halacha is that if you shecht a mother animal and you find a baby animal in the mother animal's stomach, that baby animal is called the ben pakua, and you're allowed to eat that baby without shechita. So when we're searching for an ochel abba machmas ochel that's ready to be eaten as is, maybe we are talking about an animal, and maybe it's really a ben pakua. Says the Gemara, ton kriya. No, because the ben pakua requires kriya, even though you don't have to shecht it, because you're yotze the shechita with the shechita of the mother, you do have to rip it, you have to rip the baby open in order to make sure that all the blood drains from it, because there is an isra of achilas dam, obviously in the Torah, and you have to make sure that you're draining all the blood from the ben pakua. So says the Gemara, okay, I get it. If the lashon of the Torah is ochel asher yeachel, and we want to learn that it's ochel abba machmas ochel, the only ochel that's abba machmas ochel, which is also ready to eat without any further preparation, is going to be a beitza. But how do you know that it's a beitzas tarnagolas? Vema beitzas bar yuchni, but maybe it's a beitzas bar yuchni, maybe it's the beitza of a large bird. Says the Gemara, tafasta meruba lo tafasta. Now, if you try to chop too much, then you're not going to grab anything. Tafasta mua tafasta. In other words, don't get greedy. So you have to look at the baseline egg is the egg of a chicken. So you don't say maybe it's an ostrich egg, which is much bigger. So there are mefarshim explained that the reason that we say tafasta meruba lo tafasta is because we know that it can't be less than the minimum shear. However, if you're going to search for a greater shear, how do you know it's this greater shear? Maybe it's of even a larger egg. And therefore, once we try grasping for the greatest shear, we lose the precision because we're not really sure what the larger applicable shear is going to be. And therefore, tafasta meruba lo tafasta, tafasta mua tafasta. Okay, says the Gemara, maybe if you want me to be tofes tamua, vema biasa de tzipurta de zutzer tuva. Maybe it's like the egg of like a little tzipurta. Let's say it's the egg of a hummingbird, which is really tiny. So how do you know it's the egg of a chicken? So revo di day, amar mikola ochel ar shei yachel, ochel shata ochel babas achas. So from Michala Ochel Asher Yeachel, not only do we learn that the shear is the shear of Ochel Abba Machmas Ochel, but we also learn that it's Ochel, it's got to be a food which you could swallow at one time. V'shiru Chachamim, Ein Beis Abli Amachzik, Yotzer Mi Beitzas Tarnagolas. And the Chachamim were Mishar. The Chachamim taught us that the Beis Ablia, that a person's throat is Machzik, holds only a Beitzas Tarnagolas, only the shear of a beitzas tarnagoles. And that's how we know, when the pasuk says, michal ochel asher yachel, we know that the shear is not a kezayis, because the pasuk deviates from the usual lashon of explaining an isra of achila. We know the shear has got to be a food that comes from another food, and that clues us in as that it's a beitza. How do we know that it's a beitzas tarnagoles? Because from ochel asher yachel, we also learn the shear has got to be one that could be eaten in one swoop, in one fell swoop at one time, and the chachamim were mishar that is a beitzas tarnagoles. There is a dian among the achronim if we said that the shear of Tumas Ochlin is kebetza. So the question is, what happens if you have a michel, if you have an ochel, you have a type of food that itself is smaller, but it's the complete unit of food. So ordinarily by Tumah, we have a concept of beria. So even though this something is only Tumah if it's as large as a certain shear, we know that if it itself is a self-contained beria, if it's its own organism, then it's going to be mekabel Tumah, and it's going to transmit tuma anyway. So the question is, does the halacha of beria apply to Tumas Ochlin? So let's say ordinarily the share of Tumas Ochlin is kibetza. Well, let's say you have a grape. So can the grape become tame just itself, even though it's smaller than a beitza, because it's considered to be a beria? So it happens to be Rabbi Nachum Zemba says yes, there is this concept of beria, and therefore if the entire unit of food is less than a kibetza, then it could be metame Tumas Ochlin even with less than a share of a kibetza. The share kibetza applies when we're talking about something other than a beria. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, now switching gears slightly. So Amar Rav Elazar, ha'ochel chelev bizman hazeh. So if a person eats chelev bizman hazeh, so eating chelev of behema is going to be asur, chelev of bechai is mutter, but we're talking about chelev of behema. So if you eat chelev of behema, there's an issur in the Torah to eat chelev. So tzarech sheyichtov lo shir. So you have to write down exactly how much you ate. Why? Shemayovo beistin acher v'yarbe bishirin. Because maybe a basin is going to come and it's going to be marbe shiurim. It is going to increase the size of the shiurim. Meaning, if a person eats chelev as manazeh, so he's chayev a carbon, right? If he does it, b'shogeh, because b'mezit he'd be chayev malka. So the question is, right now, obviously, you can't bring a carbon. There is no Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, what happens? Lasalova, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt soon, hopefully. He's going to be mechayev a carbon. But he doesn't know exactly how much he ate, so he doesn't know if he ate the shir achila. So the guy's got to write down exactly how much he ate, so that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, he's going to know whether he has to bring a carbon. So my yarba b'shirin, but what does it mean that the other basin is going to be marba b'shirin? So in nema de mechayvi carbon akazayis katan. If you want to say that maybe the future basin is going to be mechayev carbon, if even somebody eats a kazayis katan, not only a kazayis beninis, not only a medium sized kazayis, but even a small sized kazayis, vatanya asher leyosena bishkaga v'ashem. But in that case, he wouldn't be chayev a carbon because the pasuk says asher leyosena bishkaga v'ashem hashav meidiyaso maybe carbon al shigagoso lo shav meidiyaso ain maybe carbon al shigagoso. The only time a person is chayev a carbon is if he would have refrained from doing the Avera had he known that it was Usur. This guy wouldn't have refrained from doing the Avera had he known it was Usur. He knew he was eating Chelev. The problem is, he thought he was eating Chelev in an amount that was Mutter. It turns out that the next basin in the future is going to come and say, oh, I gotcha, you're Chayev a carbon, even if you eat a small Kazayas, not only if you eat a medium-sized Kazayas. So it's not that this guy didn't realize that Chelev was Usur and that's why he was eating Chelev. This guy just messed up the Shiurim. So a guy like this wouldn't be Chayev a carbon anyway. So Ella Delo Mechayev a carbon Adiika Kazayis Gadol. No, in other words, maybe the guy's got to write down how much he ate, because maybe the basin in the future is only going to be Mechayev carbon if he eats a Kazayis Gadol, but not if he eats a Kazayis Beninis. So says the Gemara, so when, according to the Havamin in the Gemara, when we said that maybe the guy's got to write down how much he ate, because maybe the future Beis Din is going to say that not only are you chayev a carbon for a kazayas beninis, you're also chayev a carbon on a kazayas katan. And the way that the Gemara had introduced that concern is by saying, we're afraid that maybe a Beis Din in the future is going to come and is going to be marbe Bishiurin. But this isn't Marbe Bishiurin. The concern is maybe the basin in the future is going to come and is going to make the shear even smaller and is going to say, not only are you Chayev a carbon by Kazayas Beninis, but you're also Chayev a carbon by Kazayas Katan. So my Yarba Bishiurin, what does it mean Yarba Bishiurin? Just the opposite. It's making the shear smaller. No, Shema Yarba Bikarbonos Machmas Shiurim. No, what the Gemara intends to say is maybe the basin in the future is going to be Marbe Bikarbonos, is going to increase the number of people who have to bring Karbonos because of shiurim. But what are they going to do with the shiur? They're actually going to make the shiur smaller. That's why this person, it turns out, may be mechayev a carbon. And again, over here, what we see is that this is a raya again to the shita of the Meretz Chayis. The Brisker Rav also holds the shita that shiurim is like it's like almost like an amalgamation of halacha lemoshe misinai and the rabbanon. Because again, over here we know the shiur is a kazayas. That's halacha lemoshe misinai. So there's no argument about that. But how big the kazayas is, what type of kazayas katan, kazayas beinin is, kazayas gadol. That obviously was masra kosov lechachamim in order to decide what the proper shear is going to, what the proper shear is going to be. This Fasema says, well, just like this guy who eats chelev has to write down how much he ate because he may be mechayev a carbon in the future if basin comes and makes the shear smaller, or maybe he won't be chayev a carbon if basin comes and makes the shear larger. Why don't we say, Lagabe, let's say nobody here in this room is eating, nobody on the Zoom, nobody listening online is eating chelev. We all have a mitzvah. We have a chiyuv d'oraisa to eat matzah every year. So says this Fasema, maybe I have to stuff my face with matzah because I'm afraid. I know I have to eat because I eat matzah. But maybe some other basin is going to come and say the kazayas that we meant was not a kazayas like this. It was gargantuan kazayas. I have to eat a whole box of matzahs. So why don't we worry about that? So the Sfasema says, Ein achinami, but ein lechashofet el asher b'yamecha. We have to go by our chazal. Our chachamim say the shear of a kazayas is like this. So we have to conduct ourselves. We have to conduct ourselves according to that. However, is it possible that in the future the shear might change a little bit? It is possible that the shear might change a little bit. So if it's only a function of remembering what the shear is and determining based on what you ate whether you'd be chayav a carbon or not, says the Sfasemes, that's not so difficult to do. If you're going to make yourself crazy and OCD trying to eat every possible shear because we don't know what the shear is going to be in the future, that you have to settle down because ain't lechal shofet ela asher b'yamecha. We only have to deal with the shiurim that we have, and therefore you don't have to conduct yourself like this when it comes to other mitzvos of achila. So says the Gemara in Avaiter, about two-thirds of the way down on Pei Amid Aleph, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shiurim va'onshin halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Shiurim and onshin are halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Says the Gemara, that's a weird one. Onshin michtav ksivi. The onshin for violating various Yisurim are written explicitly in the Torah. So what do you mean it's halacha l'Moshe Misinai? It's in the Torah itself. Elahachi kamar. Shiurim shel onshin halacha l'Moshe Misinai. The shear that somebody has to eat in order to incur an onesh is a halacha lamoshe, Misinai. So Tosfos over here points out that there is a kasha that you could ask on this also, because we're saying that shiurim is halacha lamoshe Misinai. It's not written in the pasuk, but the problem is that we do learn the shiurim from the pasuk of Eretz Chita Sora Gefen Teina Riman Zeshemen Edvash. So we do have the shiurim written in the Torah itself. But what we wind up answering is that that's only in Asmachta, and that's not an actual din d'oraisa in the sense that it's not written specifically in the Torah. So whereas the onshin are written specifically and explicitly in the Torah, the shiurim are only derived from an allusion to a pasuk, and therefore there are halacha l'moshe misinai. And again, as we've been saying a number of times over the past couple of days, several times today already, the application of which shear applies to which iser, that the Rabbanan told us how to fit everything into this puzzle. Tani nami achi, we learn another braisa. Shiurim shel onshin halacha l'moshe misinai. Acherim omrim, beis dino shel yavetz tiknum. The beis din of Asniel ben Knaz was misakin them. Ay, v'achsev, eila mitzvah shein navi rashoy lechadesh davar. Ay, it says eila mitzvah that a navi cannot be mechadesh anything. Ela shachlem v'chazru v'yistum. No, it's not that they were misakin the shiurim, it's that there was a tradition based on the halacha l'moshe misinai, what the shiurim were. Ultimately, the people forgot what the tradition was, so the basin of Asniel ben Knaz came and reacquainted us, as it were, with the shiurim. They retaught us what all of these shiurim were. Okay, that's the part of the Gemara that deals with the shiur of achila, the various shiurim of achila. Now we're going to focus on the shiur shtia. So the Mishnah told us, hashosei moli lugmav, so it's usher to drink on Yom Kippur. What's the shiur of shtia that's going to incur achiyav on Yom Kippur? It's somebody who drinks a cheekful. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmua, lo moli lugmav mamish, it doesn't mean molo lugmav mamish, ela kol she ilo yisal kenu letzad echad. It means the amount of liquid that if you would push it all to one side of your mouth, v'yire kamole lugmav, and it would look like you have a cheekful. So in other words, mole lugmav doesn't mean that both of your cheeks have to be full. It means that if you swish it to one side of your mouth, that one of your cheeks is going to be full. So in other words, not mole lugmav, but kimole lugmav. I va nantanan mole lugmav. I, but we have in the Mishnah, it says mole lugmav. So how can you tell me it doesn't mean mole lugmav, rather it means kim mole lugmav? We have explicitly in the Mishnah, it's mole lugmav, which really means two cheeks full. So ima kim mole lugmav. No, you learn in the Mishnah, you know, make a slight amendment, make a modification, and say it's kim mole lugmav. So meisve kama yishtevi chayev. How much do you have to drink on Yom Kippur in order to be chayev? So be shamai omrim revius. Beis Shammai says that you have to drink a revius. Ubeis Hillel omrim mole lugmav. So let's pay attention to what the Beis Hillel is saying. Beis Hillel is saying mole lugmav, which is going to be a problem because we had been interpreting our Mishnah as kim mole lugmav, but Beis Hillel says mole lugmav. Now, how does a mole lugmav compare to a shear of a revius? Because Beis Shammai had said that it was a revius. Beis Hillel says that it was a mole lugmav. So predictably, there's a machlokas rishonim. The Ran says that the shear of mole lugmav is a little bit smaller than the shear of a revius. However, the Rashash says that the shear of mole lugmav is a little bit larger than the shear of a revius. So we have a machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. How much do you have to drink on Yom Kippur in order to be chayev? Beis Shammai says revius. Beis Hillel says mole lugmav. Rav Yehuda Omer Mishum Rav Elazar Kim Mole Lugmav. So that's the Shita that our Gemara brought down. Rav Yehuda Ben Beseira Omar Kedei Gemia. It's as much as you could. It's as much as you could swallow. So says the Gemara. So the problem is that Beis Hillel over here is saying Mole Lugmav. And we were saying that our Mishnah, even though it says Mole Lugmav, we should interpret it as Kimole Lugmav. So why would we be interpreting our Mishnah according to Rav Elazar and not according to the Shita of Beis Hillel? So says the Gemara, what's the problem? We're interpreting our Mishnah that it says Kimole Lugmav, but what did the Mishnah actually says? Mole Lugmav. And we're saying, no, Mole Lugmav doesn't mean Mole Lugmav Mamish, it means Kim Mole Lugmav. So in other words, Beis Hillel also said, when he said Mole Lugmav, he meant Kim Mole Lugmav. He meant Kadesh Yiras, so that if you move all the liquid to one side of your mouth, it'll look as if your cheek is full. So says the Gemara, well, the problem is, then, Iachi Hainu Rav Elazar. But the problem is that, in that case, Beis Hillel is saying the same thing as Rav Elazar. Because Rav Elazar said explicitly that the shear is Kim Mole Lugmav, and if we're going to interpret Beis Hillel, when he says Mole Lugmav, he also means Kim Ole Lugmav. Now I have Beis Hillel and Rav Elazar saying the same exact thing. Says the Gemara, Ika Benayu Mole Lugmav Dachuk. So no, the Nafkamina would be a meager Mole Lugmav. What does it mean, Mole Lugmav Dachuk? So Rashi says, LeBeis Hillel Bina Kadesh Alkenel Sad Echad Vira Kim Mole Lugmav Berevach. That Beis Hillel says, no, you're not going to be chayev unless it's enough liquid so that if you would push it all to one side of your mouth, it's like a real cheekful, like a real protruding cheekful. Rav Elazar, kamali lugmav dachok. And Rav Elazar says, no, you don't need your cheek protruding all the way. Now, even if it's like a little bit bulging, then that's the shear of shtia for which you're going to be chayev on Yom Kippur. So it turns out that Beis Hillel's shear for chayev is going to be a little bit larger than Rav Elazar's. Says the Gemara, Maskevla Rav Ashaya, Frekt Rav Ashaya, Im Kein, Havile Mikule Beis Shammai, Umri Chumrei Beis Hillel. In this case, this is going to be Mikule Beis Shammai, Umi Chumrei Beis Hillel. Why? Because Rashi explains that Beis Hillel is Mechayev only by Kumale Lugmav, and Rashi learns like the Ran, that the shear of Male Lugmav is less than the shear of a Revius. And therefore, Beis Shammai is going to be Mekil, because it turns out that Beis Shammai says that you're only Chayev on Yom Kippur for Shtia if you drink Revius, whereas Beis Hillel says you're Chayev even if you drink Kamali Lugmav, which is a lesser shear. So this is a Kula of Beis Shammai, and it's a Chumra of Beis Hillel. The problem is, in Maseches Edeos, where we learn out all of the Chumra Beis Hillel and the Kula Beis Shammai, we don't mention this Machlokas. So says the Gemara, Amar Lei, so flipping over to Payam Beis, Ki Ichtil Biog Melechaboshen Ichtil, Davale Beis Shammai Lechumra. No, when Beis Hillel is talking about Kamali Lugmav, he's not talking about people like me and you, he's talking about Og Melechaboshen's Mole Lugmav. So it's a much larger shear than a shear of a, then it's a much larger shear than a shear of a, then it's a much larger shear than the shear of a Revius. So the Achronim ask, you know, this is an odd position for Beis Hillel to say. Beis Shammai says the shear is a revias. Beis Hillel says it's a mole lugmav, but not an ordinary mole lugmav. It's a shear of a mole lugmav like Og Melech HaBashan. So the Sfasamis explains that Beis Hillel doesn't really mean that the shear is like Og Melech HaBashan. What Sfasamis says, what the Gemara is driving at is that generally speaking, the shear of a mele lugmav and the shear of a revius are very, very close to one another. There's a very little distinction between the shear of a mele lugmav and the shear of a revius. So there really is no nafkamina, it turns out, between the two shitas, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, says the Sfasamis. That's what the Gemara is driving at. When would there be a nafkamina if you had somebody whose mele lugmav was so large, like Og Melech HaBashan? Then there would be a big nafkamina, because Beis Shammai says that you're chayev flat for a revius, no matter how big you are, whereas Beis Hillel says, no, it all depends on your mole lugmav. Okay, so therefore, if we're talking about Og Melech HaBashan also, as mole lugmav holds a large amount, and therefore Beis Shammai is machmir, because the revius is going to be a smaller shear than that shear of kimole lugmav. Says the Gemara, Maskef l'Rav Zeira, Maishna Achila, D'chol Chad V'chad V'choseves. How come by an Isra Achila, the Isra Achila, the Shir Achila is with Choseves no matter how large the person is? U'maishna Shtia, D'chol Chad V'chad V'didei. And why by Shtia are we basing the Isra Shtia off of how large each person is? Because by Shtia, we said it depends on your Mali Lugmav. By Achila, it's a flat shear of a Choseves, no matter how big you are. So why by Shtia does it depend on size, and by Achila, it's a flat shear, it's a simple shear? So Mali Abaya, because Kimlu l'Rabbanan b'Choseves, t'bahachi misfa daite, batzer merchi lo misfa, b'Shtia b'didei misfa daite, b'dechavri lo misfa daite. Because again, it all depends on Yisuvei daite, because all of this is based on a Chiyav of Inoy. It's based on the Isra of Inui. And therefore, the Chachamim were Meshar that a person, no matter how big or how small he is, if he eats a Choseves, he's going to be a little bit satisfied. He's going to take the edge off, and therefore there's going to be a failure to be Mekayim, the Chiyav of Inui. However, the Chachamim also were Meshar that by drinking, it very much depends on how big a person is. That if you're a huge guy and you drink only a tiny amount, then you're not going to be satisfied at all. Says the Gemara, Maskef l'Rav Zeira, but just think about that. B'chol olam kulo b'choseves, v'og melech habasham b'choseves. The entire world, regular people who are like a normal size, they're going to be satisfied, they're going to have yisuvei daita, yishavadas, if they eat a choseves. And og melech habasham is a massive human being, is also going to have a yisuvei daita if he eats a choseves. So mele abaya, yeah, kim lulu rabana, d'bachi misvedaite, batzer melechi lo misvedaite, that the Chachamim were mishar, that with the Choseves Agasa, you're going to have Yishav Adas. Less than the Shir of a Choseves, you're not going to have Yishav Adas. Miu, Kuliyama, Tuva, Vog Melech HaBashan Purta, Inachanami, if a person eats only a Choseves, like just a Choseves, so if he's a regular person of a regular size, then he's going to have like a nice Yishav Adas. Og Melech HaBashan is not going to have a nice Yishav Adas, but he'll still have a little bit of Yishav Adas. Maskef l'Rav Rav Zeira, Basar Shamin b'Choseves, V'lul Gefanin b'Choseves. Forgetting about even the size of the person who's doing the Achila, shouldn't this depend a little bit on the type of food that he's eating? You mean to tell me that if a person eats a Choseves of fatty meat, so that's a delicacy, so then he's going to have Yishav Adas, but if a person eats, you know, a bunch of shoots of a grapevine, which is, you know, disgusting Michael, he's also going to have Yishav Adas with a Choseves' worth of that stuff? Samalei Abaya, yeah, Kim Lulurabah. Again, the shir choseves is the shir that you have to eat in order to get yishav adas. Miu basar shamin tuva lulu gefanin purta. If you're eating basar shamin, then you'll have a geshmaki yishav adas. And if you're eating lulu gefanim, you're not going to have a geshmaki yishav adas. But still, you're going to have some sort of yishav adas. Says the Gemara, Maskef l'Rava, kezayis bechtei achilas pras. So kezayis has to be eaten bechtei achilas pras. And Rashi over here says that we learn in Maseches Krisos that all of the shiurim where there is where there is a shear of a kezayis, so the only time you're going to be chayiv for eating the macholas asuros is if you eat the entire shear of a kezayis, bechtei achilas pras. Now, what is achilas pras? Achilas pras is eating a half of a loaf of bread, which is the shear of an eruv, which is mazon shtei seudos. So, 9 minutes, let's say, whatever your shear of achilas pras is, you have to eat the unit of iser within the shear of kedei achilas pras. So says the Gemara. So is that shear of kedei achilas pras in order to be mitstaref isurim? Does that apply no matter what the shear is? So kezayis bechdei achilas pras and bechoseves kedei achilas pras. By choseves also, you have to eat it in kedei achilas pras. In other words, that Rashi explains the Gemara's question is that kezayis is a smaller shear. So if you're going to say that by a kezayis the shear is mitstarev as long as you eat it bechdei achilas pras. On Yom Kippur, where we're dealing with a larger shear, it should be mitzaref to choseves, even if you eat it in a period that's longer than a kedei achilas pras, because it's a bigger shear, so you should have more time to eat it. No, again, the same answer, because it all comes down to Yishev Adas. Yom Kippur is not an Isser of Achila, it's a Chiyuv of Inui, and the Chachamim said that you don't have Yishev Adas unless you eat the choseves in kedei achilas pras, because if it was all about isuri achila, then you're right. There should be a corresponding ratio between the shear of isur and the amount of time that you have to eat it with. But we're not talking about an isur of achila per se. We're talking about a chiyuv inui, and it all depends on yishev adas. And the chachamim taught us that yishev adas only hits when you eat something in the span of a kedei achilas pras. Okay, so there is a machlokas, of course, and we mentioned this many times throughout Shas already about kedei achilas pras. Is it a pras? Is it a half a loaf of pas chitin, or does it depend on what you're eating? And the nafkamina, how much time it would take to eat a half a loaf or of that? Because the nafkamina obviously is legabe matzah, because it's much easier to eat white bread, let's say, than it is to eat matzah. So if the shear of kedei achilas pras is based on how long it takes to eat bread, you have a much shorter amount of time. If the shear kedei achilas pras is based on how long it takes you to eat matzah, which is very dry and coarse, then you might have a longer amount of time to eat the matzah. So the Menchas Chinuch is medayik that. So says the Gemara now. So Meisvela Rava. So Rava asks, and we're going to take the Bach's girsa here. So it says Bechoseves Bechtei Achilas Pras. So do you mean to tell me that by a Choseves the shear of Tziruf is Kedei Achilas Pras? V'chatzi pras bechtei achilas pras, and eating half a pras, which is the half a loaf of bread, the kedei achilas pras is based on how long does it take you to eat half a loaf of bread. So the half a loaf of bread is eaten in the shear of kedei achilas pras, and a choseves, which is much smaller, is also eaten in the shear of kedei achilas pras. So hanoch l'tumas gavia delav d'oraisa. Forget about tumas gavia. Forget about tumas gavia, which is not a doraisa. So Rashi explains over here when we talk about chatzi pras. The chatzi pras is shashira lifsol es gavia la ochel ochlin tameim chatzi pras nifsol gufa melecha betruma. That if you have tummy food in your throat. And it is the size of a chatzi pras, then you are going to become tamei from eating truma. And the chatzi pras is a shear gadol. It's a shear of two eggs. So the Gemara's question was, how could it be that a choseves is mistarif in kedei achilas pras, and even the shear of two beitzim, which is much larger than a choseves, is also mistarif in kedei achilas pras? And what we say is, forget about tumas oklim, because it's not a doraisa. And therefore, we're going to be mekel and say, yes, even that larger shear, it's only mistarif if it is eaten in kedei achilas pras. So amiyom rapapa achi, but can we really say this? So how can you say that Tumas Ochlin is drabanan? Rapapa mikancha Tumas gavia daraisa. We see that Tumas gavia having food in your throat is going to be daraisa. No, midrabanan across machta bialma. It's only midrabanan. And the kra and the pasuk over here is only the pasuk over here is only an esmachta. Okay, so now says the Gemara Vayter, kola ochlin we're mitzaref to a shir koseves on Yom Kippur. We had said samra papa ochal umtsa umilcha. If a person eats meat and salt on the meat, mitzaref v'afal gavdala v'chilahi. Even though the salt itself is not food, kiven the ochli inshi, since people eat it as a condiment, they eat it as a spice, mitzarfen it is going to be mitzdaref. Amresh lokesh, seer shal gaba yerek mitzdaref. The brine which is on a vegetable is going to be mitzdaref lechoseves biyom kippurim. Pshita says pasha, the brine is a food. Ma the tema mashkehu, I might think it's a drink, and we said that ochlin and mashkin are not mitzdaref. Kamash malan kolach shuri ochlo ochlo. Anything that's used in preparing food is going to be considered to be a food as well. So Amar Resh Lakish, you know what, let's stop here, because over here we get into Achila Gasa, which is an interesting sugya. So we'll pick up from Amar Resh Lakish tomorrow, God willing. I hope everybody has a great day.